Happy news! You're listening to Moments with a Successful Savior. I'm Dan Sheridan. I want to talk to you about the will of God. It is the will of God that all men shall be saved. According to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, we read, "Who will have all men to be saved," referring to God, "and come unto the knowledge of the truth." And it is self-evident that the all men in this passage means the entire human race. Salvation comes through belief in the truth, and God wills that all men should come to the knowledge of the truth. Think about this. All people will be saved and intelligent. Boy, what a world that will be. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done," in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Now, that means that God is putting into our hearts the desire, among other things, to pray for the salvation of all people. Bible commentator Adam Clark says the following: "Because he wills the salvation of all men, therefore he wills that all men should be prayed for, as in 1 Timothy 2:1, where we read, 'I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.'" Those were the lines of Adam Clark. Now, think about this. Would God tell his saints to pray for the salvation of all mankind if he knew they would not all be saved? Now think about that for a moment. Is God asking us to pray for something he doesn't want to or is incapable of doing? Well, the answer is of course not. If that were the case, God would be asking us to pray for people to be saved from God himself. Now imagine praying, "Dear God, please save the world from thyself." Stupid idea, isn't it? Well, Jesus came to do the will of God. He said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." You can find that verse in John 4:34. And then again, he says in Hebrews 10:9, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." The will of God, among other things, is that all men shall be saved. This is God's will, period. And Jesus came to do God's will. Jesus is the Savior of all men, and he's successful at his job. Jesus is a successful Savior. Jesus came to save all men, not only those who lived on earth while he was here, but all who lived before, all who have lived since, and all who shall live. Jesus gave himself a ransom for all, and unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess willingly and joyously that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is how Jesus accomplishes God's will to save all. God wills the salvation of all men because it is right. A God of purity can't desire endless sin and rebellion. A just God can't allow sin and suffering to forever exist in his universe. Yet there are those who think that sin is too strong for God. They actually think that sin will always exist in some corner of creation in a place called hell. And the reason sin will exist is because God can't do anything about it. But the truth is, God can and will eliminate sin once and for all. Not in mankind's destruction or torture, but in their salvation. God wills the salvation of all men. Let me repeat that. I can't say it enough. He sent his son to accomplish his will, and therefore, because Jesus successfully lives up to his name, Savior, the salvation of all mankind must take place. It is assured. Put it in the bank. It will happen. God will save all. To use the language of Job regarding this matter, in Job 23:13 we read, "But he is of one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth." And we know he desires to save all mankind, and he will. Jesus Christ is a successful Savior. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening to Moments with a Successful Savior.